The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, from radical solutions in the rental market to radical solutions for charity shops. They've been associated at times with dowdy clothes and unloved furniture, but they have been very successful. This week, the St. Vincent de Paul charity opened its 230th shop. To mark the occasion, they brought in an American retail expert to give staff tips on how to turn stores around. Liam Geraghty went along to find out more.
It's a busy day here in Moyross, Limerick. Volunteers like Patricia Cremins are busy getting the new St. Vincent de Paul shop ready to open its doors for the first time.
I suppose if you're in an ordinary shop, you have new clothes coming in, whereas we're sorting through bags, it's a lot more work.
For St. Vincent de Paul, this will be their 230th shop.
We have the third largest footprint on the island.
That's Dermot McGilloway, their National Retail Development Manager.
So the shop itself is opening this morning, but we're also delighted to have a retail psychologist has come across from New York.
That would be Paco Underhill.
For those unfamiliar with him, he's an environmental psychologist and the author of many bestsellers on retail, such as Why We Buy, The Science of Shopping, Call of the Mall, The Geography of Shopping, and more recently, What Women Want, The Global Marketplace Turns Female Friendly.
Paco is going to be giving a clinic to the shop managers of St. Vincent de Paul. The Moyross manager is John Brommel.
I've been in St. Vincent de Paul for the last 5.5 years. I had my own business before this, and I worked for another chap before that for 20-odd years, so I'm well used to it now, you know, so looking forward to the challenge, you know. This morning, there's a chap come from America. He's doing a kind of a show or kind of thing here, you know, explaining to people what, you know, about how to run a shop properly and all this thing, you know. I'm hoping that actually the monks from Moyross, I contacted them yesterday, they're supposed to come down and give us a blessing as well at 10 o'clock this morning, you know, so hopefully they'll be here. It might give us a bit of luck.
Plus all those who will use this building, either as buyers or sellers.
That's not Paco Underhill, that's another American, Father Joseph Mary. When Paco arrives, though, he is dressed in all black and is ready to give a sermon on environmental psychology.
Those of you who are here for the clinic, I would like to start on the outside.
Environmental psychology is all about the relationship between humans and their environment, built and natural. In today's case, it's all about the building. How can a better design help the shoppers and drive more sales?
When Dermot and I pulled into the parking lot, he went right over there and parked. And I said, no. One of the first things to recognize is that for most shopping trips, particularly in a place like this, it starts and ends in the parking lot. It's your responsibility to take all of those prime parking spaces and leave them for customers. That's where I got Dermot to park his truck, okay?
Consumer confidence has been rattled, basically. People don't have as much disposable income as we might be led to believe. There's an element of a treasure hunt with a charity shop as well. When people come in, sometimes it's just the recreational thing of actually just treasure hunting for something. So, you know, people don't have a lot of disposable income for a lot of our customers. We want to just make sure that they get as much value from their visit as they can.
I do think when we stop learning is when we start dying. And the degree to which retail is often a dipstick of social change, that what made a good store in 1990 and what makes a good store in 2019 are different. And those differences are a reflection of the evolution of us. I'm also not that happy about women's and men's. If I go to your closet, or I go to your closet, I'll bet there's something in that closet that was designed for a man. There's a sweater. There's a Levi's jacket. There's something. Part of what we know is women aren't as gender conscious in their apparel, whereas if I went to your closet, I'm not sure I'd find anything in that closet that was designed for a female. All right.
You'd be surprised.
Well, I hope it's only used on an odd Saturday night.
Paco leads the managers on a forensic tour of the shop, asking, are the lights too cold? Could they be warmer? Do the dressing rooms feel private? Where is the customer's eye line drawn to when they step in the door, and where should it be drawn to? By the end, managers from all over the country are bursting with ideas and things they want to try out. I caught up with John, the manager of this store, afterwards.
It went okay. But I mean, you know, it's nice to get a different opinion. You see, he's American. They have different ways in America than we have here. It might work in another shop. It might work here. I don't know yet. But in a few weeks' time, we'll change things around if we have to. If it's working, we won't change it. It's as simple as that, you know, so hope for the best.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.